Good morning, it's 6:45. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Protests for social justice continue in our region and across the country. KERA's Saida Hassan talked with an expert about how in-person demonstrations can transform our beliefs.
More than 3 months have passed since the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Across America, activists continue to demonstrate in the streets. The protest movement has inspired many to go beyond online activism, gathering in solidarity with strangers after months of social distancing. And that can have a powerful effect.
You see all these other people, and they also are thinking the same way you do. It's uplifting.
Lauren Duncan is a professor at Smith College, where she teaches courses on the psychology of politics and activism.
That's what collectivity is all about, seeing what you have in common with other people and feeling a shared identity. So it can be incredibly powerful, and it can definitely lead to ongoing activism.
Duncan says in-person protests can leave a lasting impression on children and young adults because they're in the process of forming their political identities. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.
Protests across the country have challenged how we honor historic figures of the past. Here in the borderland, there has been a growing protest against honoring Juan de Oñate. I recently talked with Dr. Yolanda Chavez-Leva, Associate Professor of History at UTEP, who has studied the protests in the borderland region. Here's part of our conversation. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Leva.
Thank you so much for the invitation to be here today.
You've done extensive research on this issue of protesting Oñate in the borderland region. When did things really become more vocal in our area in regards to perhaps taking down the statues or changing the names of institutions or buildings where Oñate's name is? I mean, when did this really start to gain more traction in our region?
There was a lot of movement to remove statues in the 1990s, and then it seemed to become more quiet. There was, again, in the early 2000s, people were talking about removing statues. But it's really been in the past few months that I see it as more widespread, as having more support. People who before maybe didn't think about it that much are suddenly saying, yeah, we should take away the name Oñate, or we should take down that statue of Oñate. And I think it has to do with the context of Black Lives Matter. It has to do with the context of people questioning everything about race and power right now. So this is an amazing time to see what is happening with statues in general and with Oñate in particular.
So where do you think we go from here in this moment with the dialogue that's happening across our country on these issues? Where do you think this is going?
So it really heartens me a lot that we're having these kinds of discussions and debates, not the violence. You know, if we could have the discussions and the debates without the violence. But it really shows you how important the representation of history is to people. If we could have those debates and start to question, why do we have statues? Why do we have memorials to people? And what does it represent to us? I think if we really thought about it, most of the statues in the United States would be gone. The Confederate statues, the Conquistador statues, because that's not who I believe we think of ourselves as a nation. We don't think, even though we've had a very traumatic, difficult past, and we've done many things to various groups of people that our tragedies, but we don't think of ourselves as a nation that strives to be cruel or a nation that strives for inequality. So more discussion, and I personally would be fine if we took down all the statues and, you know, if they had some kind of context, if they got put in a museum, if it was explained when the statue was put up and why, I think people would learn a lot more.
Yeah, that's the thing I kind of wanted to move on to next, was how do we do that but still keep the history so people know exactly what really happened here in our region.
Yeah, that's why I think putting the context with the statue would be important, because people don't know the history, and people don't necessarily know the history of the statue itself. You know, Confederate statues started to go up in the 20s when the Ku Klux Klan reemerged. They went up again in the 60s as a response to the civil rights movement. The Conquistador statues go up often to draw tourists. And I think if people knew that, that would teach them more about history than just a statue somewhere.
That was Dr. Yolanda Chavez-Leva, Associate Professor of History at the University of Texas at El Paso.